AWOL Radio here, 102.7 FM, CKMS, RadioWaterloo.ca, check out GrandRiverMC.ca for our past shows. It is the 1st of June, 2018. We got an election in Ontario in 6 days, and right now it looks like it's a battle between the New Democratic Party and the Conservative Party, the populist Ford Nation, buck a beer, no platform here party. And it's close for some reason. It seemed like people are actually considering putting their vote, putting their say, putting their faith into Doug Ford. Despite all the ridiculousness in Toronto that went on while he was on council with his brother, despite the ridiculous spending bits, you know, they found like $1.5 million inefficiencies, and it cost $3 million for the study, things like that. Despite them not releasing a platform that's costed, there's no point in releasing a platform that doesn't break down the costs over the 4 years. That's the whole point. You shouldn't have to make people. But people did the math anyways, and the Conservative platform, there will be a much larger deficit due to the Conservative platform. A few people, a few different economists and journalists have crunched the numbers, and they have found like voting for Doug Ford is bad for the Ontario, the debt for sure, and likely the economy. It's bad for lots of other things as well. It's going to be bad for women's rights. As we have a list today of a whole bunch of MPs that will vote to take away your rights over your body if you're a woman. And we have a whole bunch of other examples that we're going to get into right now. I'm putting it out there. Go out there, vote for the NDP. They have a reasonable platform. It is the best harm reduction approach. It will make people's lives less hard. In Kitchener, where there's a Liberal incumbent, Diane Vernail should be voted out, the Liberal Party completely voted out. Laura May Lindo, locally, for the NDP, a fantastic candidate, a champion of social justice for years, and someone who cares about others in the community, other than Mary Heinen Thorne, the PC candidate who used someone else's picture on her in some of their materials without permission, a local professional photographer. That's the kind of thing you'll get with the PCs, is they say they're there for the little guy. No, they're not. They're out to screw the little guy. It's a populist message that when it comes down to it, and you see in the States, it's not. It's not fighting for the little guy when you elect a populist, a racist populist. Let's get it started. Well, I guess I just did, but Press Progress. Today's episode is heavily influenced by Press Progress. Their coverage of this election and their coverage of the Conservatives, the ridiculous campaigns that are going on, and some of the candidates that the Conservative Party are running, some of them put in place specifically by Doug Ford. So I'm just going to read a whole bunch of Press Progress pieces. And then at the end, Danger Dingo got into it a little bit, or tried to, with local PC candidate Dan Weber in Waterloo. But other than saying, "We're gonna release a platform soon. It'll be fully costed," and then they didn't. Hasn't really gotten back to us. But we'll bring it up anyways, because why not? All right, first up. Ontario PC candidate promoted alt-right website linked to hate figures at Young Conservative event. Ontario PC candidate Donna Skelly gave a special shout-out to far-right extremists at a Christmas party for campus conservatives. And this is posted May 28th. An Ontario PC candidate promoted a controversial alt-right website that has a well-documented history amplifying some of Canada's most toxic and racist personalities during an event for Young Conservatives in Hamilton last Christmas. A photo from the event shows Donna Skelly, a former CHCH broadcaster turned city councillor, who is currently running for Doug Ford's Ontario PCs in the Hamilton area riding of Flamborough-Glanbrook, waving a red hat displaying the words Free Bird Media, an imitation of Donald Trump's Make America Great Again hat. except Freebird Media is an alt-right website whose video archives are filled with hours of speeches and interviews featuring prominent figures on Canada's far right, including two men recently charged with hate crimes. According to a Facebook event page for last December's Hamilton Conservative Christmas Formal, organized by members of McMaster University and Mohawk College's campus conservative clubs, Skelly was booked as a guest speaker alongside characters from Canada's online alt-right, including Freebird Media founder Alex Van Ham. The photo from the event uploaded to Facebook by Cosmin D'Souza, the alt-right website's creative director, is accompanied by a message that reads, "Thanks to Donna Skelly, Ward 7 counselor, for the shout-out." Yeah, cool. Skelly's campaign did not respond to a request for comment from Press Progress. On Monday, Doug Ford showcased Skelly as a potential cabinet minister if the Ontario PCs form government after the province's June 7th election. Freebird Media purports to be a platform that promotes freedom of speech, yet the website that received a special shout-out from the sitting Hamilton City Councillor and current Ontario PC candidate is filled with speeches and interviews from some of the most radical and extreme figures on Canada's far right. FBM's YouTube channel includes videos featuring the following personalities. Paul Fromm, described by the National Post as one of Canada's most notorious white supremacists, with extensive links to neo-Nazi groups. James Sears, editor of the racist far-right publication Your Ward News, who was recently charged with hate crimes. According to CBC News, Sears published material that portrayed, quote, Jews as dogs, unquote, and glorified Hitler. Kevin Johnston, anti-Muslim blogger who was charged with a hate crime after offering $1,000 rewards for videos of Muslim school children. Faith Goldie, former Rebel Media host denounced by Conservative MP Michael Chong for promoting white supremacy and anti-Semitism after she appeared on a neo-Nazi podcast. More recently, Goldie recommended a 1930s fascist book advocating the, quote, the elimination of the Jews, unquote. During an interview on CBC News in January, CBC News' Wendy Mesley questioned controversial professor Jordan Peterson about a photo featuring himself and FBM founder Alex Van Ham with a flag featuring Pepe the Frog, a cartoon frog used as a coded symbol by the alt-right and other online hate groups. Van Ham, a guest speaker alongside Skelly at the Conservative Christmas event, and Peterson were also photographed with a white nationalist who was identified as a member of the group caught plastering racist flyers on the University of Toronto's campus. The Ontario PC candidate also had a front row seat at Hamilton Conservatives' Christmas formal as Van Ham delivered a spirited monologue of the quote-unquote testicles of quote-unquote biological male professors at universities. Van Ham informed Skelly and an audience of young conservatives that academia is a quote-unquote feminine environment that leaves men quote-unquote castrated. D'Souza, the FBM director who uploaded the photo of Skelly, also openly touts his experience serving as deputy editor of U.S.-based Russia Insider website. According to news outlets ranging from BBC to Newsweek, Russia Insider is a pro-Kremlin propaganda site with a track record of promoting anti-Semitism. Russia Insider's archives show the FBM director published articles calling on Canada to drop sanctions and establish a, quote, healthy trade partnership with Russia, unquote, and insinuated Bill C-51 may have been, quote, unquote, purposefully designed to make it a, quote, criminal offense to express vocal support for Russia, unquote. And there was some update. Following publication of this story, Donna Skelly told CBC News she was unaware of what FBM was before publicly endorsing the alt-right website at an event for conservative youth. She said, quote, "I had no idea what Freebird Media was, and that's the honest truth," unquote, Skelly told CBC News. Quote, "I honestly know nothing about this website. I stopped into this event for 20 minutes and I was gone," unquote. Skelly added that she does not condone or endorse speech that is hurtful, harmful, or illegal. Following CBC News' report, FBM's Alex Van Ham released a statement disputing Skelly's story and said the Ontario PC candidate is throwing him, quote, under the bus, unquote. According to Van Ham, not only did Skelly, quote, know exactly who I am, and what I'm about, unquote, when she attended the event. She also, quote, stood on stage and declared, we need more media like this, while holding FBM's hat, unquote. Hamilton area riding of Flamborough Glanbrook, PC candidate Donna Skelly, just hyping it up for the alt-right racist website Free Bird Media. Posted just today, Ontario PC candidate blames collapsing PC support on a secret pro-NDP media conspiracy. Retired NHL tough guy turned Ontario PC candidate accuses the media of trying to hold on to some kind of power. Also from pressprogress.ca. Does Troy Crowder seriously believe what he's saying, or is he simply grasping for straws to explain why so many voters don't like Doug Ford? In an interview this week with local news site Sudbury.com, the ex-NHL enforcer turned Ontario PC candidate offered an elaborate and at times incoherent theory for why his party is struggling in recent polls. Asked why the Tory campaign has gone a little bit south lately, Crowder suggested the real reason is because the media, which he claims takes its marching orders from Kathleen Wynne's Liberals, has shifted its loyalties to Andrea Horwath's NDP on Wynne's orders. Quote, I'm pretty sure that after all the attempted payoffs and buying votes that the Wynne Liberals have tried and their numbers have not moved, I think that the media shift, because she has a pretty good relationship with the media, to push Andrea's numbers and push Andrea forward, unquote. Continuing, quote, the attempt to get the Wynne Liberals up didn't move, so I think it's just a secondary motion of trying to hold on to some kind of power, unquote, Crowder added. Crowder explained that the media is pumping it up for the NDP by writing great stories about how great Andrea is, unquote. And how exactly did Crowder connect all the dots to expose this vast conspiracy? Here's how the former North Bay Centennial puts it in his own words, quote, in the world of hockey, you learn about patterns. You can trace patterns. So you can trace the patterns that happened during our leadership debates. You can trace the patterns that happened afterwards, and it's regular occurrences of articles that tie things together. And aliens. Press Progress. NHL, retired NHL tough guy, thinks there's a conspiracy, a media conspiracy, to keep Doug Ford from power. Ontario PC candidate shares theory linking schools and hospitals to secret globalist conspiracy. May 27th, 2018, from pressprogress.ca. Doug Ford's candidate in Windsor shares wild theory claiming education and healthcare are a plot to control the people. Conservatives in Windsor sound like they may have stayed up late binge-watching InfoWars videos and YouTube this weekend. Sunday morning, one of Doug Ford's candidates in Windsor shared a bizarre graphic insinuating that the Ontario NDP's policies to make investments in education and healthcare are somehow linked to the New World Order. Ontario PC candidate Mohamed Latif retweeted a graphic shared by Scott Duquette, the local PC riding president in Windsor-Tecumseh, along with a message declaring, quote, this is why I fight the NDP, unquote, and added that he does not believe in, quote-unquote, subjugating the population of Ontario under, quote-unquote, state control. The graphic retweeted by both Windsor-Tecumseh PC's candidate and local riding president is titled Globalist Agenda, and lists how things like the education and healthcare systems are a ruse by a secret cabal to control the people. Quote, there are 8 levels of control that must be obtained before you are able to create a social state, unquote, the graphic claims, pointing to education, healthcare, and gun control, among others. As health and education fall under provincial jurisdiction, the people of Windsor-Tecumseh might be very interested to learn their local PC candidate and his riding association would promote the idea that healthcare is a secret plot to control the people, or that the school system is designed to take control of what people read and listen to. Does any of this sound like what is happening to Canada? The graphic asks. Originally posted by Frank T. McVitie on Twitter. Edmonton, Alberta, it says. The graphic claims it is based on the writings of 20th century activist Saul Alinsky, except it turns out the entire thing is 100% fake. The prominent fact-checking website Snopes.com looked at a virtually identical viral graphic in 2014. The 2014 version asked if it sounds like what is happening to the United States, and concluding it is, quote, not something taken from the actual writings of Saul Alinsky, nor does it even sound like something he would have written, unquote. Snopes traced the origin of the graphic to another right-wing hoax called the Communist Rules for a Revolution, which falsely claims to be a document that was discovered by Allied troops in Dusseldorf, Germany in 1919. The document was widely circulated by far-right groups such as the John Birch Society during the Cold War. Former FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover testified that the document is fake, while even conservative writer William F. Buckley Jr. called it a forgery. Interestingly, federal conservative MP Larry Miller promoted this right-wing hoax as if it were fact back in 2015. Quote-unquote globalists are a favorite straw man of the alt-right, including Alex Jones of the conspiracy theorist website InfoWars, who often rants about the New World Order plots for world government, enforced eugenics, secret internment camps, militarized police, and a behind-the-scenes control by global corporate cabal. However, organizations that track hate groups such as the Southern Poverty Law Center note rants about globalists, quote, often serve as a dog whistle for racist, anti-Semitic, and anti-government conspiracy theorists, unquote. Huh. Two in a row. Two PC candidates in a row that think there's some sort of secret conspiracy controlling things and the media. Carrying on, the white nationalist says Doug Ford is sending him anti-immigrant dog whistle messages, pressprogress.ca. We know what you're saying, Dougie. Doug Ford's divisive rhetoric is inspiring white supremacists and Ontario's far right. May 29th, 2018. Again, pressprogress.ca. Ontario far right fringe is hearing Doug Ford's dog whistles loud and clear. Earlier this month, the leader of the Ontario PCs generated significant controversy when he brought up the issue of immigration on the campaign trail, suggesting Ontario should take care of our own before worrying about immigrants. On a Google Hangout recently streamed by figures of the far right linked to several Canadian hate groups, white nationalists appeared thrilled at the prospect of Doug Ford becoming Premier of Ontario. One avowed white nationalist even bragged that Ford was directly communicating with white nationalists using a dog whistle. Dog whistling refers to the use of coded language to disguise racist ideas to a general audience while signaling to racists themselves. Ronnie Cameron, a white nationalist blogger who has recently published several pro-Ford posts, suggested that when Ford declared, "We gotta take care of our own before we take care of anybody else," every single white nationalist said to themselves, "We know what you're saying, Dougie. We know." That's Ronnie Cameron. He shared pictures with Doug Ford after he was elected. He was, you know, he posted "Let's Make Ontario Great Again," a picture of him and Doug Ford. This is one of the dirtbags that has been organizing for the last few years anti-immigrant and racist rallies across southern Ontario, including up in Peterborough, where he has tried to put things on as well. Ontario PC candidate, let students debate whether the Holocaust actually happened. What? Come on, pressprogress.ca. Ontario PC candidate said students should have absolute freedom to debate unpopular ideas, including Holocaust denial. May 30th, 2018. Doug Ford's hand-picked candidate in London, Ontario, holds very extreme views. Before he was personally appointed by Ford to run as the Ontario PC candidate in the riding of London West last month, over the objections of local grassroots party members, Andrew Lawton was a right-wing radio host with a podcast on Ezra Levant's controversial alt-right rebel media website. During a March 2016 episode of the Ontario PC candidate's Rebel Media podcast, Lawton weighed in on the question of free speech on campus. Following a monologue accusing universities of censoring anti-abortion groups and recalling the time he organized a university speaking tour for U.S. far-right author Ann Coulter, Lawton said he believes every single question imaginable should be open for debate, including Holocaust denial. Quote, when these debates happen, they are so much fun to watch, unquote, Layton said, continuing, quote, you see the power of debate and disagreement, unquote. To underline his all-or-nothing thoughts on free speech, the Rebel Media podcaster turned Ontario PC candidate offered an analogy suggesting even Jewish groups on university campuses should never shut down debates on offensive questions like, did the Holocaust really happen? Quote, I would darn well hope that no group in the situation would ever say Holocaust deniers don't have that right to make that appeal, unquote, the Ontario PC candidate said. Quote, this isn't to say that we should be hosting debates about, oh, did the Holocaust actually happen on campuses, but at the same time, if someone wanted to, and I were a Jewish group on campus, would I say this is offensive? To say that the Holocaust never happened is offensive? Absolutely, I'd say that. But I would darn well hope that no group in that situation would ever say they don't have that right to make that appeal. Unquote. What was that? That was a quote from his podcast, Andrew Layton, PC Candidate Podcast. Doug Ford has stated the former Rebel Media podcaster is a good candidate and that he is happy to have Andrew as one of the candidates, despite a lengthy list of past comments that Ford admitted weren't appropriate. Lawton previously attributed his past conduct to struggles with mental illness between the years 2005 and 2013. The Ontario PC candidate's hot take on free speech and Holocaust denial appeared on the March 16, 2016 episode of his Rebel Media podcast, a website that showcased personalities who have publicly questioned the Holocaust and has been disavowed by sitting Conservative MPs for promoting white supremacy and anti-Semitism. Lawton's campaign has been dogged by his well-documented history with hard-line right-wing politics since Ford appointed him as a candidate last month, including March 26, 2016 episode of his Rebel Media podcast. Lawton argued racial and gender discrimination should be legal in Canadian workplaces. On a January 2016 episode of his Rebel Media podcast, Lawton stated that German women deserve to be sexually assaulted as a consequence of Germany's refugee policies. On a February 2016 episode of his Rebel Media podcast, Lawton told alt-right YouTuber Faith Goldie that moves to extend equality to women can be described as the quote-unquote pussification of Western society. In 2015, Lawton was suspended by London's AM980 after posting that gay men who had spread HIV/AIDS are the real enemy, not those who are intolerant of the LGBTQ community, pointing to stats on sexual orientation-motivated hate crimes. In 2010, the Toronto Sun credited Lawton with leading an initiative to start a Tea Party movement in Canada, modeled after right-wing groups in the United States. In a 2009 blog post, Lawton called the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women a day commemorating the massacre of 14 women at Montreal's École Polytechnique in 1989, a quote-unquote fake holiday and a faux day of remembrance invented by quote-unquote feminazis. That is PC candidate Andrew Lawton in London, handpicked and delivered by Doug Ford, saying his racist speech and his sexist speech from 2005 to 2013 were caused by mental illness. No, sir. No, sir. You don't get to try to scapegoat. No, sir. You should be owning it. You're a racist and a bigot. Andrew Lawton, PC candidate for Doug Ford's PCs in London. Doug Ford's Conservatives in London. Ontario PC candidate Andrew Lawton, gender and racial discrimination should be legal. That's what he said. This is an article from May 23rd. We just noted it, and so I won't read the whole thing, but he said it on his podcast, and he tweeted about it as well. Quote, this is a zone where we value freedom, Lawton announces, before proceeding to offer the following defense of legalized discrimination. I think that if someone wants to open a business and only hire people of a certain sex, it's their business. Let them do what they want. I think if someone wants to open a business and only hire people of one race, maybe a Chinese restaurant wants to only hire Chinese people, I think they should have that right. I realize that the Human Rights Code denies people that right, but I would look at schools in the same way. If you're a private school and you want to cater only to a small subset of the population, that should be your prerogative. Unquote. Andrew Layton, PC candidate for London. Oh, please stop him, London. Do not elect this person. And this is, again, Doug Ford's hand-picked candidate for London. Ontario PC candidate appointed by Doug Ford says he wishes his party had a different leader. Guelph PC candidate distanced himself from Doug Ford, saying his party looks like a comedy of errors. Even though he was personally appointed by Doug Ford, the Ontario PC candidate says he wishes someone else was the leader of his party. And this happened during a Meet Your Candidates event on Tuesday this week. This article was posted up on pressprogress.ca on May 30th. Guelph PC candidate Ray Ferraro reportedly told voters that he regrets leadership rival Christine Elliott's loss, the party's top job to Ford. Not going to keep going on that, but a good reminder, all PC candidates, this is your chance. Disavow Ford before the election. Say you don't agree with what's going on with your party. Say you want a fully costed platform. Resist Doug Ford or support him and own it. Own that support. And remember it next time, because you'll be the person that supported Doug Ford. And think about that. Here's a list of Ontario PC candidates who will vote against reproductive rights of women. These Ontario PC candidates oppose a woman's right to choose. And this was a list released by Canada's biggest anti-abortion organization. And locally, Belinda Karahalios in Cambridge is on this list. So Cambridge, if you're voting PC in Cambridge, you're voting for someone who's going to restrict a woman's right to choose over their body, to have bodily autonomy. Can't let that happen. Check that out. Article out on pressprogress.ca as well. That one was posted May 31st, 2018. Finally, Doug Ford and other PC figures pictured with man at the center of growing data theft scandal. Ford, PC candidate Harjit Jaswal, and party president Jag Badwal all appear in the photos obtained by Press Progress. An Ontario PC party candidate has been linked to a man smack in the middle of a growing data theft controversy. Harjit Jaswal, who is running for the PCs in Brampton Centre, appears in several photos obtained by Press Progress alongside Snover Dillon, as does Ontario PC leader Doug Ford and party president Jag Badwal. Dillon is a former party organizer whose company D Media has been linked by the National Post to data obtained through the internal theft of customer information at Ontario's 407 private freeway company, and apparently tried to sell this information to party candidates. And there's potentially 29 party candidates that have this information. I have to ask, did the local party candidates try to access this stolen list? Dan Weber of the PCs in Waterloo, Mary Heinen Thorne locally in Kitchener. Did you access this list? Did you access this list of stolen data, stolen customer data? You might just want to admit it instead of it being investigated and found out. Admit it ahead of time. Get ahead of things. So Danger Dingo noticed Dan Weber PC, that's his Twitter, talking about different things that people are concerned about, said these folks in the old folks retirement community are concerned about our levels of debt. Really? Are they? And I'm thinking these people are more worried about the cost of living and healthcare, skyrocketing healthcare costs. Danger Dingo asked, "Hi Dan Weber, I'm trying to dig up the PC platform so voters in Waterloo have an honest understanding of their choices. Can you tell me where I can find it? Hashtag no platform here." And Dan didn't respond to that. Following up here, Dan Weber, PC, "I'm putting my piece in today and it's going to say that the PCPO will not have a platform for the election. Any comment?" And Dan Weber responded finally, "Thank you for reaching out. We continue to roll out our plan for the people in Ontario. All of our promises are modest and affordable. We will be releasing our fully costed platform in the coming days." And they didn't. They didn't release their fully costed platform, did they? They released a platform with a bunch of unspecific costs. And Doug Ford says, "No, we're not going to release a fully funded platform. This is the platform we're releasing." And people went and voted, like the UW Young Conservative Club went and voted for the Conservative Party without seeing their platform. What kind of responsible engagement with democracy are these people showing here? Anyways, big questions for Dan Weber, PC. Does he support the party? Does he support Doug Ford going into this election without a fully costed platform? Does Mary Heinen Thorne? Are they going to concede ahead of time? Are they going to reaffirm support or perhaps distance themselves from Doug Ford in the days before the election? Things we'll see. But what we can see from this entire episode of AWOL Radio is that the PC candidates are full of people that believe in so-called globalist conspiracy theories. They promote alt-right racist websites. They align themselves with people that steal customer data of Ontarians and try to sell access to the lists. We didn't even get into the accusations that the PC party tried to set up an illegal voting scheme using international students, paying them to vote. As you head to the polls, folks, please consider voting in a harm reduction manner. Don't vote for the PCs. They're not fighting for the little guy. Your local PC candidate may be linked to the extreme racist right. With a little more research, check those things out. I know they avoid the media as they can. We can still find information about all these PC candidates. Pressprogress.ca, thanks for all the information on the provincial election and the Progressive Conservatives. And Doug Ford's Ford Nation, his hand-picked candidates. And keep checking that stuff out as we get to the election on June 7th. Check out grandrivermc.ca for all past AWOL Radio. It's been Dan Keller in studio with you, June 1st, 2018. Get out, vote for the NDP, and elect an NDP government, and then at least things will be a little bit easier. Harm reduction approach to voting here. Up next is...
आप सुन रहे हैं हॉट एंड स्पाइसी बॉलीवुड मिर्ची ओनली ऑन 102.7 FM रेडियो वाटरलू और मिर्ची सुनने वाले ऑलवेज खुश.